December 1966. Arthur Seligson stepped out of the IRT station on Bleecker and Lafayette Streets, convinced he'd done the right thing by leaving the apartment. In the morning, Sue would have forgotten the argument, and he could return home after having had a night on the town. Anyway, their relationship was becoming a drag. He was sick and tired of her bitching. And if she couldn't live with the fact that he was bisexual and enlightened enough to choose an occasional male companion while still preserving their relationship, she could pack her bags. He turned down Houston, walked toward the East Village, and entered a club called the Soiree. He'd never been there, but everyone in the gay underground was familiar with the place, if only by reputation. The club wasn't very large. In fact, it was too small to hold the crowd already inside. There was a bar near the door, a dance floor beyond, and a raised stage in the rear, occupied by four black musicians and two transvestite dancers. The decor was unexciting, but few of the people in the place were there for the view. And even if they were, the lights were so low and the smoke and haze so dense that very little was visible in any direction anyway. He checked his coat, approached the bar, leaned toward the bartender, and ordered a scotch on the rocks. He waited until the bartender had delivered the drink, then took the last available seat and looked around, studying faces. This was a different part of town, a different crowd, a more open way of life than he'd ever encountered. It excited him. He took off his mohair sweater and draped it over the top of the chair. The cotton shirt underneath was already drenched with perspiration. He asked for a glass of water, carefully tended the scotch, then reached toward a dish of pretzels and grabbed a handful. The man next to him smiled. He smiled back. The man was attractive, blonde, about his own age, and very thin. He was dressed smartly in a black Italian knit sweater over white dress shirt and skin-tight jeans, embroidered on the pocket. "How you doing?" the man asked.
"Pretty good."